So I know you've got Martin Walker coming to talk about his very latest book a little bit later, haven't you?
That's right. And that's what prompted me to read this one, actually, because I have to confess, I didn't know about this author until I was approached to...
But you don't tell him that. Or maybe you will,
no,
actually.
I don't know.
You
I'm could too be, honest, aren't I? Yeah. But anyway, I'm a fan now, so that's good enough, isn't it? So hopefully he'll be enthused by that. But he's coming into the area. He wanted to come to Woodbridge, so we've got hosting an event for him. And yes, I read the latest book, which is the 12th, I think, of this series about Bruno, the chief of police in a village in deepest France, deepest rural France. And I really enjoyed it, but... it's the 12th, so even though it stood on its own, I wanted to find out more about this character. I was quite gripped by him, intrigued by him, wanted to find out a bit more. So I thought I'd start at the beginning. And you were very kind and said you'd join
me.
We'd
all do it together.
Yes. but I think you'd discovered him before me, hadn't you?
I did.
Because you'd read it already.
My German friend had read him and said, I really like these books, so I've actually read it. Yeah, before you for once in
yes.
my life as well.
And he is very popular all over, not just Europe, but all over the world. And I can see why, having read this one as well as the first one. It's just a murder mystery. It's a police detective, and he's based in a village, in a small community in rural France. And we discover that, just like him, he comes across, he has to deal with a murder, which is quite rare in his part of the world. And we follow the murder mystery case with him. But... for me, that was actually secondary. And it was the same with the first book, as well, the other book that I read, which was the last book, because we want to find out so much more about him. He's such an intriguing character. He's such a warm character. And the books aren't just about murder mysteries and about an angst-ridden detective, because he's not angst-ridden, but it's also about the food and the drink.
I was going to say, it's all about the cheeses.
Yes.
All the things that we love France for, isn't it? It is about those things.
It's so idyllic. And yes, you can feel the sunshine as you're reading it, though we can feel the sunshine at the moment anyway. But no, it's a really good escapist read, the true sense of an escapist read, I think. You've got the scenery, you've got the sense of the food and the drink, and you've also got the murder mystery to keep you turning the pages as to who did it.
And how did you come, having read the 12th one and then going back to the first one, what did you think of the first one in comparison?
I found that I was finding out more about him. It felt as though we were being told quite a bit about his background.
You have to discover him in the first one, don't you? You have to get to
yes.
know him.
But there's an awful lot that the author's wanting us to find out about. I mean, there are a few openers, like that we find out that he's an orphan, and so he's got quite a sad backstory. And there's also a hint about a relationship that has ended tragically as well. So there's little tempters there. But also we are finding about the character himself, how he fits into the community, how he's appreciated in the community. There's an awful lot told rather than us sort of finding that out. The fact that the local people have helped him build a home there physically, as in they've done all the electricity and the plumbing, and they've also provided nice food for his larder and things like that. But also it's a real sense of this is the community that you feel you'd like to belong to,
yeah,
because
yeah.
he's such a warm character and he believes in his community. He believes that the rules are there, but he doesn't have to follow them to the letter, because he knows how he could help people. He knows how he could put people on the right track. And because it's a small community, everybody sort of knows everything, but he uses that to the benefit. So as he's knows the children and their parents, he knows who's up to no good and how he can put them on the right track. That's sort of thing. And also because he's a detective, and the typical detective stories, murder mystery stories, we do get to know that character as much as we do the murder mystery. But it is usually somebody who's got a really terrible background, or you know, struggling with drink, or gritty, or angst-ridden. This has just got the right amount of anxiety about him. The rest of it, you just feel as though you'd like to meet
he's
him.
He's just quite a normal guy. Doing,
yeah.
You feel he's sort of an ordinary person moving to this village and so on. And I wondered if whether you'll ask Martin Walker when he comes, you know, because for him, writing the books is a journey, isn't it? And so
yeah.
so Bruno has developed for him over time and become more of a character and so on. I wonder if you can tell the difference in between the two books. 'Cause
yes, he does become... I feel that he's a more... he is a more rounded, more there's more depth to him in the last book. Now I feel as though I need to read all the ones in between to see how he's progressed. But I'm not sure I'm going to have time before the 16th of September, which is Martin, when Martin comes. But he based this character on a real person, and he's unabashed about saying this. It's when he moved to this, because Martin Walker lives part of the time in France, and he loves this place that he lives in France, so wanted to write about it, wrote initially non-fiction about the caves that are in that area, then realised that there was an awful lot of stories to be told by the people there, including his tennis partner, who is the village policeman. So he's based Bruno on the real-life village policeman, who's called Piero, and it's so popular in that area now that tourists come and they want to have pictures with the real
with the,
life.
With the real man. It's fascinating.
And he loves it, apparently.
Oh, you wouldn't write anything bad about him, would you? You'd be in serious trouble. Paddock, a couple of people have sent me a mention. So Graham says, thank you for recommending this delightful book. So well done. Mm-hmm. I've really enjoyed it. Hope to read more of Bruno. And as well as the murder mystery, food and romance, the book is full of interest about life in rural France and their history.
Yes.
And it is, it's sort of, there was that era, wasn't there, where we all wanted to go and live in France. And some people still do. And this really does make you want to go and live in France, doesn't it? Lynn says, this is the first Martin Walker book I've read. He sets the scene perfectly. You really get the sense and feel that you're in France with the description of the countryside, the food, and the characters who live in the area. I did find the military and political history, which is central to the plot, rather hard going, and I did keep putting the book down, which is not a good sign. Certainly not a page turner, but having said that, Bruno himself is very engaging and a wonderful subject for a book, and I do want to know what happens to him, so I'll have to try another book to see if he gets some better storylines and maybe even a soulmate, because there is always this hint of romance, isn't there, through it?
Yes. So but I've read the 12th book.
So he's still
got a long wait,
you're still hoping by the end of the 12th book as well. So, well, that's, I think it's a good thing to have read, isn't it? Because it does, if you loved it, then it opens up 11 more books to read.
That's right, which is always a treat, isn't it? Finding something you feel safe in.
And if people want to come along, so the 12th book is the one you're talking about with Martin Walker. Is this a browsers event?
It is, but it's held at Woodbridge Library.
Okay.
And it's a lunchtime event on the 16th of September. So it's at 1 o'clock. And Martin's going to be introducing his new book, which is called The Body in the Castle Well, but he'll be talking about the whole series and his career in general, because he was a very successful journalist, a foreign correspondent, and worked for The Guardian for many years.
You're fascinating. So, she does the lunchtime, so I can't go, really, don't you? Guide your whole programme around whether I can go or not. So 16th of September, Woodbridge Library, and you book via browsers?
That's right. Shall I give you the phone number?
Yeah.
01394 388 890.
Okay, so go along, book yourself some tickets while they're still available. How much are they?
Well, they're different prices, because if you pay £20, then you get the book included. But if you don't want the book, it's £10 or £15.
Okay, have a look at the website, maybe Browsers Bookshop as well. Or have a look at your website itself, I guess, as well, isn't it?
Yep, it's all there.
So moreaboutbooks.com.